Good afternoon. This is Mike Brennan at the National Hurricane Center with the 1 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time update on Hurricane Dorian. Dorian is a catastrophic Category 5 hurricane with maximum sustained winds of 185 miles per hour. It's currently located just east of Great Abaco in the northwestern Bahamas. That's currently centered about 190 miles to the east of West Palm Beach, Florida. Dorian is moving very slowly to the west now at 6 miles per hour. We've seen the storm strengthen dramatically this morning. Maximum sustained winds, again, have increased up to 185 miles per hour. We're having catastrophic wind damage and storm surge on Great Abaco right now, and that's going to unfortunately continue for the next several hours as Dorian continues to crawl westward across the northwestern Bahamas. Those conditions are going to move on to or towards Great Bahama Island as we go through tonight and into Monday. Beyond that time, we're expecting Dorian to continue moving only very slowly to the west, creeping towards perilously close to the Florida East Coast, and then beginning a northwestward and then northward turn as it moves just offshore near or over the east coast of Florida as we go through Tuesday and into Wednesday. Beyond that time, we expect Dorian to turn northeastward and move very close to the coast of Georgia, South Carolina, and North Carolina as we get into the middle and late portions of next week. Here in Florida, we have a hurricane watch and storm surge watch in effect from north of Deerfield Beach up to the Volusia-Brevard County line. Those are the areas that are at the most risk right now from seeing hurricane force winds and life-threatening storm surge in the next couple of days. If Dorian's track moves a little to the left of our official forecast, that could take the core of the hurricane right up the Florida East Coast and bring the eye wall onto the coast of Florida. And it's still not out of the question that we could see Dorian make landfall along the Florida Peninsula as well. Farther to the north, we're going to see the potential for hurricane force winds and dangerous storm surge along the coast from Georgia and south and North Carolina. Dorian's size is going to grow with time. We're going to see a bigger wind field as it moves from Florida to the Carolinas. So that's going to expand the area at risk from those winds and storm surge. Speaking of storm surge, this is the area covered by the storm surge watch from Brevard County, Florida, down to Palm Beach County. We can see 4 to 7 feet of inundation above ground level. I'm 6 feet tall, so that's potentially water up above my head, anywhere from Brevard County down to Jupiter Inlet. 2 to 4 feet of inundation is possible from west from Jupiter Inlet southward to north of Deerfield Beach. Everybody in this storm surge watch area needs to be aware of their risk for storm surge. Listen to any evacuation advice you're given by your local officials and prepare for Dorian today. I'm Mike Brennan at the National Hurricane Center with the 1 p.m. update on Dorian.